Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman, your agri-marketing pros.
Welcome to the NAMA Convention Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this program, we're talking with Mick Sybil, who is chairman of the Agribusiness Education Foundation. And the ABEF, as we know it, has fundraising activities going on here, including silent and live auctions. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit, first of all, Mick, about the foundation itself and what its purpose is.
The foundation was created in 91 to serve as a funding support for the student NAMA programs, including their marketing competition. It provides scholarships for these undergraduates, and it also funds the activities for their year-long programs.
And about how long has the program been in existence? And talk a little bit about the success that the organization's had.
Well, the actual organization of the foundation started in 91. The student program had started several years before that, and NAMA had supported it through annual giving. But the foundation was created as a 501c3 in 1991, has then become the primary funding arm. We generate something around $100,000 per year to pay for these programs. All the funding comes from corporate and personal members of the National Agri-Marketing Association.
And there are several different ways that you go about raising money for the foundation, especially here at the convention. What are some of those ways?
Well, we get individual contributions from people. We have a Century Club that people put in $100 per year as their dues. We have corporate sponsors who donate everything from media packages to actual activities and articles that we sell through the auction. The other thing that we do is recognize people who are part of the Founders Club. Corporations such as Lee AgriMedia, Prime Media Publications have donated $50,000 over 5 years in support of this, and they're very good corporate sponsors, and we're very fortunate to have sponsors who have been with us for many years.
Now, I believe that there actually is a web page or resource through the NAMA website that people can go to if they want more information or to provide their support.
That's right. The ABEF, Agribusiness Educational Foundation, does have a section of the NAMA website. You can pick up more information, you can provide pledges, you can join the Century Club, and if you want, you can get more information by sending an email to the National NAMA office.
Now, one of the creative ways of raising money here is, of course, the students selling tickets for their drawing that they're having for the professionals who are here. Talk about just how the effort that they put into that and how aggressive they can be and how wise it is for a professional to just go ahead and cough up $10 and get their yellow sticker.
Well, that's a good point. The students are given tickets before they arrive at the convention. They're allowed to sell the raffle tickets to friends, colleagues, other students at their home campuses. Once they arrive at the agri-marketing conference, they're encouraged to meet professionals and sell the tickets. It's both a networking opportunity as well as an opportunity to raise funds. The students do benefit directly by getting a commission on ticket sales, and indirectly because the rest of the ticket sales all go towards the conference expenses, the student marketing competition, and into the general operating fund of the foundation.
As you look down the road, what do you see or predict for the Agribusiness Educational Foundation?
Well, I think one of the things that's going to start happening is we're getting more attention from foundations that ag companies have formed, such as the John Deere Foundation and others, who are taking a look at us and recognizing the ability to help train young people to stay in agribusiness, and also to recognize those individuals that are really the best and brightest among the young people in undergraduate and some graduate programs. I think what we're going to see is foundations supporting us because of the broader cause that we're able to bring and the fact that we really have a pretty unique program. You have FFA that does these types of things at the high school level, but you don't really have another program of this type that's in agribusiness, agri-marketing at the collegiate level. So hopefully we'll fill a niche there that no one else is doing.
Thank you very much. I've been speaking with Mick Sybil with Ayers Kaler, Lincoln, Nebraska, and he is chairman of the Agribusiness Educational Foundation. With a Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.